Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throwhooks, to please everyone, on Profile This is played.
A Turcan Miles, it's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hi.
Hello.
Hola. All right, Mike, you understand how this here game is played?
Very much so.
Well, fantastic. You have your choice today of one of three categories. We have Hit Me With Your Best Shot, where you guess the unconventional object that someone chose to use as a weapon. Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And finally today, we offer you Seriously, where you guess the petty conflict that led to violence.
Seriously.
I'm as mad as hell. I'm not going to take this anymore.
We go to New Jersey, where a woman has pleaded guilty to the 4 o'clock in the morning torching of a man's home after he fell asleep inside. In a court hearing on Taja Russell, she copped to aggravated arson, which is a second-degree felony. Now, in the plea deal, prosecutors have agreed to recommend an 8-year prison term, in which she will be required to serve at least 85% or 6.5 years. Now, she was indicted on 5 other charges, including attempted murder and aggravated assault. As a part of the deal, prosecutors will move to dismiss those counts when she's finally sentenced early next year. As detailed in court records, she had traveled to a Woodbury, New Jersey home of one Curtis Stokes. But by the time Russell arrived, Stokes had fallen asleep and did not respond to her at the door. This pissed her off. So she sent a text complaining that, quote, "You're wasting my money to come out here." Receiving no reply, she then texted a series of threats, including, quote, "You smoked," quote, "I see you want to die," and finally, quote, "I swear to God, I hope you die." Now, she then went to a Conoco gas station, purchased lighter fluid, matches, and a cigarette lighter. Nothing suspicious about that. She returned to Stokes' home and set a fire outside near the rear apartment's sole entrance slash exit. Stokes told police that he awoke to the smell of smoke, was unable to leave via the door as the fire was too intense. He suffered first and second degree burns, forcibly removed an entire window frame to escape, and wearing only a t-shirt and covered head to toe in ash, he ran to a nearby police headquarters to report the blaze. He was later treated at a local hospital for both burns and smoke inhalation. The question is, what was she mad about that she lit his apartment building on fire? Was it a failed booty call? Was it that he owed her money? Did he fail to return their kid? Or was she invited over for dinner? So failed booty call, he owed her money, failed to return their child, or invited over for dinner.
What are you doing there, man?
Me?
Yeah, there's some like consistent sound in the background. Like,
I'm at work right now at Jiffy Lube.
Okay.
All right. There we go.
Pumping oil.
Yes, sir.
I always think that Jiffy Lube and like KY Jelly should have exchanged names.
You know what? I think it's a booty call.
Booty call. All right. Yeah. Booty, booty, booty.
I'm going to say that money was owed.
Right. She goes to the house. He doesn't answer.
He invited her over. Yeah. Went over there. He does not answer. She gets pissed waiting and does what any reasonable human being does and lit it on fire.
I'm just hoping, please God, it's not about not bringing the kid back, because that would say the kid was still in there.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's why I don't think it's going to be the kid.
Yeah. It's got to be booty call.
Booty.
Booty.
Okay.
All right, what was the cause of this argument? Failed booty call, owed her money, over children, or invited over for dinner? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Category Seriously on Profile. This New Jersey woman pled guilty to burning a man's house down as he slept inside. Went to the gas station, bought all the stuff she needed, and basically set fire to the only door that was in or out.
That is correct.
To the place. Question is, what was she so mad about? A failed booty call. He owed her money. Was it over their children? Or was she invited over for dinner? Maybe he just didn't want to have her over.
And Mike, that is a question that we posed to you. Let us start with... Miles Montgomery, you said it was money.
Money.
It was not money. Now, Mike, you went with a booty call, you filthy son of a bitch. And the Ted Smith agreed with you because he's also a filthy son of a bitch. She would burn a man's house down because of a failed booty call. And you are correct.
Huh?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, see, it's a relationship that starts the fire.
Well,
the fire gonna be,
it's not really a relationship, Mike, because he told the police, and this is a quote, she's his side chick. At those were his exact words. Oh, yeah.
He's like, yeah, man. Now, that even adds another reason on why she had to burn that place down.
Just had to.
No, Maine would do that because that's where the Maine stays at.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, it's a solid point, dude. Right. Yeah, you're right.
I guarantee you that the side chick finally found out that she was the side chick. So she said, oh, hell no. I'm going to burn your place down.
Yeah. All right, Mike. Good logic.
God, Mike, just kick it now. It's from the lube.
The Confucius of Jiffy Lube. Right there.
From the lube.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Yeah, my bad.
Hit the loser button on that.
Armageddon.
There we go.
want to give a quick shout out for Saturday Night, man. I was down at the Emerald Queen Casino for the WFC MMA fights. But Emerald Queen Casino, that showroom just looks awesome. My buddy Eddie Blackburn's the matchmaker there. It was a lot of fun. And, you know, I used to host fights down there for Cage Sport for years. So it was like a family reunion, man. Running into the refs. Running into all the guys from the other camps and everything. I was talking with some listeners. So we were just, it was a real fun time.
Nice. Good, man.
Sat there with a fire chicken from the scrapyard. Got all fired up. You never know. I mean, my fighting days aren't over, Miles.
That's right.
Uh-oh.
Could be coming back.
And you said that steakhouse kicks ass.
Yeah. I literally had one little appetizer and two cocktails up there at that steakhouse. They got a beautiful deck out there. Saturday was pissing rain, so I didn't go out on the deck. But it was delicious. And then the people behind me were eating steaks. I was like, damn, I kind of want to hang out here.
Mm-hmm.
But no, real good time. And yeah, a lot of nice people. And frankly, go watch live fights. I hadn't watched any in a while. You know, I'll still keep up with UFC and everything.
Yeah.
But, you know, unfortunately, my guy Patrick Benson lost. But, man, there was a lot of blood in that last fight, right? It was spurting out. And then talking to him afterwards, and he's like, dude, one time we're clinched, and he's like, I can hear it.
All the blood shooting out of his
Topping over his eyebrow. But then, yeah, the guy sunk in a good choke and got him. But I'm just telling you, like, seeing live fights, I'll tell you what else. There was a couple guys in there, right, that I had seen for, you know, I'd seen them fight a few times or whatever. And they were retiring.
All right.
And man, watching a fighter, like, you could feel it in their voices. Like, you could, like right now, like, I was sitting there, like, I almost started tearing up. I'm like, God damn, man. You know, and it's the same thing. You know, people forget it's just a very hard career.
Yeah.
Even to get to the, you know, a local level of pro fights. And then, you know, like a lot of these guys, you know, they're just in their 30s. And it's like, well, I got kids. I got
also have a job, probably. Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
All the other stuff.
Right. So you just forget. You know what I mean? Like, you're so used to seeing.
Right. UFC guys.
Correct.
Top of the game, all this kind of thing. Still young. Yeah. You hit your 30s. Like, yeah, bro, I got kids. And getting punched in the face is not.
Yeah, and I saw my guy Papa there, Aaron. Like, he was like, dude, you're in my first fight. He goes, I'm a weirdo. I didn't start fighting until, like, late 30s.
Oh, wow. Okay. Damn.
Yeah, but super, super fun night. And, yeah, when those events get out, man, people are looking good. You know, you're all jacked up and razzed up. It was good. And then, also, they got a little deli in there. You can get a sandwich.
Good sandwich?
At 1 a.m. Yeah. The lady basically running her own Subway. Felt bad for her. You know what I mean? The line's packed, but she was running through it quick. I was like, all right.
Good.
Yeah, also, obviously, with sports weekend, you know, no Seahawks, so people were doing stuff. Huskies got a nice win.
Mm-hmm.
Illinois was ranked. There was a lot of wild weather there. I think one of the craziest things from the weekend, though, was watching some Red Zone when I got home.
All right.
And I saw Scataboo get injured.
Yeah.
Right? Don't look it up. It's a gruesome-looking injury.
Oh, they showed. And I wasn't even watching Red Zone because I actually had the Ravens on at the network game. They bring up Scataboo, and I kind of don't care who you are. You're like, you like this dude. And then they say, well, we're going to show you the injury, but we're going to show it in slow motion. You might want to turn
away. Is that the running back from the Giants?
Giants, yes. Yeah. And well, I wish I had turned
away.
Just
that battling ram of a dude.
Yeah. Right. Well, you had to know by watching him run all year that couldn't last forever.
But that's not the kind of injury he got, though.
Oh.
That's not the injury.
Miles, I'm with you, but this was more of a, I think they made him illegal, those hip tackles.
Uh-huh.
And somebody, they just, you know, the guy's holding him from behind, puts his weight down. And look, I get it. Tackling is hard. It's not as easy as it
And
was.
It happens in 1 second.
Right, but it they said dislocated his ankle, but his foot was pointing the wrong way.
Yeah.
Oh, God. But what's amazing about Scataboo getting injured, he plays for the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you. I think all of the nation just likes the way he runs and everything.
Yeah.
He was in Philly. They gave him a round of applause. When they carted him off the field.
Thank you. This is Philadelphia.
Philadelphia booed Santa Claus. So Michael Irvin got almost paralyzed on the field.
And they cheered.
They cheered him. And the fact I heard that, I was like.
I thought the same thing. Like, well, are they? Oh, wow. Okay.
I guess they admire that guy.
I guess they put humanity in the water.
Well, if things work out as correctly, like they get Barkley, they'll probably get him.
All right.
Well, that's the other thing, too. That's just going to be brutal for a Giants fan. I mean,
yes.
Saquon leaves, you know what I mean? And I watched that off-season show with the Giants, and the owner even specifically said, like, I do not want to see him go in division. Then he does. He leaves for 1 year and then win a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. 1 year.
Yeah, and people are all upset about the tush push and this and that. So, yeah.
Stop it.
Still football.
Stop the game.
Obviously, there's a lot of Halloween stuff going on over the weekend, too. We'll talk more about this week. This is an interesting list. These are animated characters based on real people. So you probably saw a lot of people dressed up as these characters this weekend. Let's see. What's an interesting one? Lord Farquaad.
Ooh.
From Shrek.
Wait a minute, hold on. Now, is he based on a historical person or someone who's kind of alive?
Quaker Oats guy.
This guy is still alive.
Still alive.
Do you want a hint?
Is he an actor?
No. The hint is, this is when Pixar was on their own.
Ooh, so that means it's a Disney
Walt
guy.
Disney or?
Allegedly, Lord Farquaad was inspired by former Disney CEO Michael Eisner.
Did he have hair like that?
There was, or this was DreamWorks.
I was about to say, that's not a, that's not a Pixar. That's a, that's DreamWorks movie. So,
no. It is a Pixar. They or they had a rivalry, or I guess either one. They had a rivalry with whoever the Disney company was.
Yeah, gotcha.
So they made Laura Farquaad him.
Okay.
Also, you spend a lot of time on the internet like I do. You got to look up. There's a short white rapper in New York who has his hair cut like Laura Farquaad. It's pretty hot right now. I don't know if he could rap it there. I just got my hair, dude.
But berries and cream.
It's just hilarious. He has the exact same haircut.
Okay.
He like runs skits and everything.
God, people did not like Disney back in the day, did they? Between the Looney Tunes stuff you were talking to me about.
Yeah, well, it's not that you didn't like Disney. You appreciated what he did, but a lot of it's just sensibility. So like me, even as a child, I wasn't fond of Disney. Not out of a hatred thing, but everything they did, Walt Disney himself was very much about trying to be very positive, be very optimistic. And that's what he put in his movies. And I just don't care for that. I just want more violence and ridiculousness.
Well, a lot of people, too, like, I love the parks and everything. But, like, for them, when you're trying to start up something that's in a similar field, and you just have one giant conglomerate that owns everything and basically buys everything, which they ended up doing.
They ended up doing, but...
Right? It's like, so that's why he's the evil empire.
Right. Okay.
You know what I mean? I mean, look at baseball right now, right? Like, you don't really have a reason to hate the Dodgers other than their payroll is just ridiculous. So it's like, you should be there.
I literally am just, in my third book about all the old animation stuff. So Walt Disney, he was not hated back in the day when he first started, like, in the 30s, all right? But he was, keep in mind, at the time they were making these cartoons, these were specifically for movies. They won Oscars and stuff like that, okay? So Walt Disney, he was, quote, unquote, the good guy. So you do the Snow Whites and positive message. The guys from Looney Tunes, they would have been the equivalent of South Park back then, where they're like, they did great animation.
Gabby's but
they
getting said, his face shot with a shotgun.
We want violence and ridiculous stuff and all that. And they kind of went back and forth between each other. Where Disney, the Walt Disney that everyone thinks that everyone hates now, that was like 30 years after the fact. It's about the time that he started opening his parks. But in an animation thing, it was just a friendly rivalry. No one really hated each other. You just kind of... Because there was Warner Brothers who did Looney Tunes, there was Disney doing Disney, and there was one other major player did like Felix the Cat or whatever it was back in the day. But they were all literally making shorts for movie theaters. So they just went after Disney because as far as the world getting really excited about animation, because you might animators back then were not making things for children. They were making things for adults. And they kind of would rub Disney because they're like, you're making kids stuff.
Speaking of cartoons for adults, Betty Boop. She was mainly inspired by 1920s singer Helen Kane, but her facial features and hairstyle were inspired by actress Carla Blow. Bow.
Oh, I like the other one better.
Just read about Betty Boop. This is going to sound stupid, all right? So there was a massive court case with Betty Boop. The first big animated character was Felix the Cat. He ran basically 20s to 30s. No one could top him. They put out Betty Boop. She dethroned Felix the Cat, okay? But at the time they were doing, because again, this was not for children. So her boobs were out and all this kind of thing. She was a very flirtatious, sexual kind of character. Yeah. But again, it didn't matter because it was for adults. But there was an actual lawsuit because the woman they said they based it on, she tried to sue the company that did Betty Boop. And believe it or not, the lawsuit came down to, and I don't know the exact words for Betty Boop, but like she ended everything with like boobop-a-doo or bebop. So this chick tried to sue because she goes, hey. And I know that these guys have been to my show. We all kind of know each other. But I would end my act with, like, boopy-doo-dop, all right? So then the defendants are like, well, yeah, she goes boopy-doo-dop, but we're saying, like, doo-wop-a-doo-bop. Keep in mind, the judge is losing his mind on this. Then they had to get this black lady who was, like, on the jazz circuit that not a lot of people knew about. And she was like, look, I was doing this before the chick who's trying to sue them. Because they used to come to my club as well, and I ended my things with, like, dippity-doo-boop-boop. So she's soon about to boop-bop-a-doo. The Betty Boop people are like, right, but we don't say that. We say, like, boop-a-doopy-dop, and then the black chick's like, yeah, because they took that from my dop-a-dop-a-doo-doo. And they said this judge is losing his mind because these people are being serious. Right? And he's just like, Jesus Christ. She ended up losing her lawsuit, by the way.
Ursula from Little Mermaid. She was designed after the drag queen divine, yep. Star of classic John Waters movies like Pink Flamingo, Female Trouble, and Hairspray.
She looks exactly like Divine too. If you see Divine, like there's no question about that.
One of my cousins that owns the popcorn empire, he once as a child fessed up that Ursula scared him.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
He's 40. He's got two kids. We still have a hard time.
I don't know why he said it.
You can't admit anything like that.
Not in my family. Jesus Christ, I've never let it go. Aladdin, Tom Cruise inspired his facial expressions and mannerisms.
Okay.
And his middle tooth.
Miss Piggy, she was inspired by jazz singer Peggy Lee's blonde locks and glorious persona.
Yeah, she was originally called Piggy Lee.
Piggy Lee.
Seriously, yeah.
And then Popeye the Sailor Man, he was inspired by a real Polish sailor from Illinois named Frank Rocky Friegel.
Okay.
Oh, that's kind of wild.
I literally just read a book this weekend about just anime, but all this, but Popeye, all this stuff. It's a weird history, but yeah.
I believe today is the sports equinox. So you have all four major sports going.
Ooh.
You have the World Series over on Fox. You got Monday Night Football on ESPN with Kansas City hosting the Commanders. There's hockey, there's basketball, and also your Seattle Sounders FC over on Fox Sports 1, or Fox Sports, whatever they call it now, for a game at 6. But sports equinox happens once a year, Mike. I know you're throwing a party. Thanks for the invite, dude.
Hell yeah, man.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Well, one lucky Pennsylvanian got a small bag of cocaine in their trick-or-treat bag.
Yeah.
Oops. Meanwhile, a man flips his truck. Then with a train, he plays tag. To Florida, where an alligator is removed from an apartment hall. Instead of responding to double homicide, officer goes to the pizza place and orders a cheese small. And a lucky airline passenger gets to use the evacuation slide at Pittsburgh Airport. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story, we're going to New Jersey, where your problems can wait.
Mm-hmm.
An officer landed himself in hot water when he was the closest on duty to a 911 call, or rather calls, that came in, reporting gunshots and screaming. Always fun. But instead of making
that
his
seems
way...
seems like a legit emergency call.
Yes, gunshots, screaming. Yeah. Hey, we need somebody out there.
What do they call that, a priority?
Yeah. But instead of making his way to the scene immediately, GPS tracked him stopping off at the ATM. 2 miles in the opposite direction. Instead of going directly to it, he was like, hang on a second. And he goes 2 miles the wrong way, stops at the ATM real fast, grabs his bills. Yeah, we'll start making our way out there, right? The officer then rolled by the area that the call came from and reported no suspicious activity. Couldn't see anything, claiming that they'd then head to the second location. There were multiple calls that came in, one location, then the next, right? So he was he's not going to go to the second location pertaining to the calls from the other witnesses. But he wasn't about to show up on an empty stomach. No, no. As GPS yet again caught him stopping up at Duke's Pizzeria for about an hour arriving on the scene. Again, gunshots and screaming. Hang on. Let's get a slice real quick. Get my mind right.
Did you read the rest of that story?
To make matters worse, he was later found to have filed false statements about the extent of his investigation. The victims of the shooting were found the next day just 600 feet where the first call came from and were determined to have been shot by a New Jersey State Police lieutenant who took his own life later on that night, I believe, at the second location.
Jeez.
Yeah, the responding officer is now facing an investigation and charges. This seems weird.
I think he might have known that guy. That would be my speculation.
Reading it, I thought the exact same thing, Miles. At first,
guy knew where this place was.
Right.
He knew what was going on. He just didn't want to get involved.
Reading the headline in the first couple paragraphs, it's funny even though it's not funny. Like, okay, this guy totally did not take this seriously, whatever. As I read and then I hear the extent of what that was, that felt like a take your time getting to this one.
Yeah.
So,
Jesus.
Man. It's all speculation. I have no idea. I'm looking at the evidence that's in front of me.
There you go.
I understand there's a brotherhood among police officers. I fully understand it. This kind of feels like it.
Yes, it does.
In other news, other than the fact that the officer took his own life afterward.
Right.
So I don't know if that something went wrong, if this was the plan all along. I don't know.
It's a crazy story one way or another.
Right. It is.
Jesus.
In other news, parents in Pittsburgh have been told to be on the lookout in their children's trick-or-treat bags after one contained a little extra sugar. Police got a call about a suspected cocaine baggie that was found in a knotted baggie in someone's trick-or-treat bag, and preliminary tests confirmed suspicions. They're now recommending that parents give a second look into their children's bags before letting them enjoy their spoils. They still don't know which house the baggie came from, but they are wanting to find out.
I bet they are. Their bags.
Trick-or-treat.
Hey, who's this guy?
Trick-or-treat.
Because I'd go over there like, hey, man, trick-or-treat, brother.
You're right. They do know exactly who this house came from.
Everyone probably has a suspicion.
The thing is that was this a kid's bag? Like, the story never detailed whether or not it was somebody's kid that they found this in, but this feels like this is a delivery system. So maybe it was a kid's bag where they send the kid over there to trick-or-treat, and it's the kid dressed up as a pirate. Well, oops, two kids can have the same costume.
I can't imagine. Like, I think he just dropped it in there by mistake.
I mean, that's the most reasonable explanation other than I can't imagine the situation you're in where your cocaine would be available to fall into a child's bag. You know what I mean?
Unless you're just standing behind the door, like, giving out candy, doing bumps.
Yeah, but still, just from people I've known that have done cocaine, that just seems very, very unlikely. Not saying it's impossible.
Right.
You know.
This feels to me like we are delivering it this way. This is how we are covertly getting it around. Now, we're not moving bricks, but... No.
Tell your dad to look in there.
Down to Orlando for a very Florida story. Officers were called to a local apartment complex on reports of an unwanted squatter, a six-foot alligator.
Mm-hmm.
Surveillance footage was shared to social media that looks like a snuff film, showing the officers tossing a blanket over the face of the gator before dragging it off into the night. It was later released into a nearby lake or pond. Nobody was injured, nor the gator.
Yeah. I just like that it's in the apartment building.
Right.
Hey, you mind letting me in? I want a little bit of that cocaine.
I'm simply giving that cocaine here.
Trick or treat, baby.
Mistakes on the job happen all the time, and even the best of us are susceptible to them, but a flight attendant is making headlines for a costly one. We covered this earlier today. Even with 26 years of experience, the flight attendant made a small mistake with big consequences just as the plane was backing away from the gate. After the doors of the plane were armed, there are certain emergency functions that are activated to prevent catastrophe in an already problematic situation. So, when a flight attendant pulls the wrong switch on the door after it's been armed, it could trigger what is known as an ISD, or inadvertent slide deployment. It's not unheard of for the industry. In fact, they actually mentioned in the story that there, at one point, there were as many as 3 ISDs reported every day.
Every day?
3 a day.
Jesus.
For a minute there. So there was clearly a system that was not in place because this kept happening. And while this may not seem like the biggest problem a plane can suffer, it does have a costly consequence, as installing a new slide unit can cost upwards of $70,000 for even the smaller commercial jets. Some units might be able to be saved if the unit is intact enough to be put back together and reinstalled, but that's still $30,000 worth of time and effort. The attendant apologized to all on board for the inconvenience and fell on the sword of his mistake, which, with 26 years of experience, right.
My bad, man.
Right, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that, everybody. But just in case it stirs up the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
Right here at home in Tacoma, a video is going viral of the local state patrol saving someone in need. Multiple calls were made to 911 to report that a kitten was stranded on I-5 in South Tacoma, and officers responded, eventually spotting the distressed feline. It took a little effort, but they were able to fish the kitten out from under the meeting point of 2 sections of concrete barrier, bringing the baby into protective custody. The kitten was then brought to a local vet for an examination and has already found a forever home with one of the WSP troopers from District 1.
Oh, nice. Of course.
Right, that makes sense. I love that, though, man. That's the cat distribution system at work.
distribution system.
I feel like that weather. State troopers had a busy weekend.
Yeah, man.
No kidding, dude. No kidding. Men's Room Sports, as Ted mentioned, you got hockey over on NHL Network. Game 3 of the Tide World Series over on Fox. Monday Night Football on ABC and ESPN featuring between the Commanders and Chiefs. Commanders and Chiefs, get it?
Damn.
And game 1 of the MLS soccer playoffs between the Sounders and Minnesota is about to begin over on FS1. As far as your weather, you've got a few clouds moving in with a low of 40 degrees tonight. Tomorrow, we're expecting a cloudy day with a high of 52. That is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thanks, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time. I'll be being joined by the Daily Mix Morning Show. Taryn and Steve coming in here for some Halloween tunes.
Yes, indeed. Spooky.
Lovely Jolene is coming up in seconds.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this biatch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.